Thanks for clicking on our podcast. This is John Fraser, and with my partner in wine down in the Cape, Michael Olivier, each week we taste the very best that the Cape has to offer in wines or spirits, whatever tickles our fancy, and hopefully it'll tickle yours as well. Welcome back to Divine Intervention. For the second week in a row, we have a rabble in our Joburg studio. But before I introduce the rabble, let's pop down to the Cape and say hi to our food and wine guru, my partner in wine, Michael Olivier. Michael, great to chat to you again. Welcome once again.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
And thanks again for choosing the wine. This time, last week it was a pink bubbly. Today it is a white Sauvignon Blanc, as it should be, I suppose. And with me in the studio, we have leading economist, one of South Africa's most respected commentators on all sorts of issues, Mike Schüssler. Mike, great to have you with us.
Thank you, John.
From economist.co.za. You can find them on the website, I suppose, with a name like that. And Mike is also an avid Facebook and Twitter
idiot.
Appearer. Right. He appears a lot. Also with us, we have a wine professional, someone who schlurps for a living and... Wow, I wish I could have that job. From Soho Sun, their chief sommelier, Miguel Chan. Don't say hi before I've introduced you. Miguel Chan.
Thank you, John. Sorry. Thanks for having me.
And thank you for pouring this wine so expertly. Hardly a dribble in sight. And last, certainly not least, from what used to be Absa, now is Barclays. But he remains one of our foremost commentators on company issues, on the economy, on many things. Chris Gilmore, great to chat to you again.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure to be here. Thank you very much, John. Good evening, guys.
Hi.
Good evening, Chris. Well, having introduced the rabble and Michael, it's time to introduce the wine. It's a 2013 Sauvignon Blanc from South Africa, from the Landskroon Estate. And Michael Olivier, tell us all about it.
Well, John, Landskroon cast their net quite wide for grapes, and the grapes for the Landskroon Sauvignon Blanc 2013 actually come from Robertson, which is, you know, sort of a hot, dry summers, cold, wet winters place. And I mean these Landskroon wines really offer great quality at really even-handed prices. This is a family-run business, and Paul de Villiers, who's a cellar master there, I think he's the fifth or sixth Paul in a row to be making wine on the estate. I really like this wine. It's got a wonderful sort of gem bright pale gold color, and when you swirl it around in the light, you get some nice green flashes around the edges there. The nose to me is very sort of green herbaceous, scrunched up fynbos type of herbs, and then this lovely undertow of tropical fruit there. On taste, it slips in very easily. It's got, again, that sort of green fresh-cut grass, asparagus, figs, bit of tropical fruit there. And it's a wine that you really want to drink well chilled and while it is still young. Great aperitif wine. This is, again, sort of just before the meal kind of wine, yet it works really, really well with food too. I mean, an asparagus quiche, for argument's sake, would be a great partner to this, because the asparagus in the quiche would bring out that lovely greenness in the wine.
Mike Schüssler, do you find it slips in very easily?
Well, I think it's very difficult having just taken a sip, but it is a very, very nice wine. I think it's got a nice softness to it. It certainly doesn't feel like a rich wine. So I can see it as an everyday wine that I would say, yes, your starters will go well with it. But I think your whole meal could go well with it if it were a fish or a chicken meal, I would say. So this is maybe the everyday wine for the end of the month when you back to white meat.
I'm into white meat most of the time, Michael, but then I don't discriminate on these issues. For me, this is something that I would happily drink on its own on a warm day. Obviously, we're heading to winter in South Africa, but our European and North Hemisphere listeners will be heading for warmer days and longer days. I think possibly this is a wine which I would prefer to have with a meal. I find it not quite as elegant, Michael, as some of the Sauvignon Blancs we've tasted recently, but nonetheless very approachable, certainly far from the Planck category, and it's something which I would happily have, I think, with maybe even a pate, something like that, as well as a fish. What do you think? Would that be an acceptable combination?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, sort of think of a nice creamy angelfish pate or a snook pate, something like that would be delicious.
Fish pate, excellent idea. Well, on to our sommelier, Miguel. Presumably you last week we introduced you to something new. Lundskron, I think, is a bit better known on the radar of most people in the wine world in South Africa.
Absolutely. Lundskron is very well known, and they have a wide variety, like Michael have explained. And what I like about it, Sauvignon Blanc, is quite an unshowy style. It's unaggressive, it's delicately green, and it's perfect fare to drink any time, as you say. Yes, we might be heading into winter, but our days are warm enough to justify having a glass or two at lunch of this Sauvignon. And what I see it pairing very well with is a cheese board. Sauvignon Blanc and cheese board, try it, guys. It's fantastic. Works, in fact, better than red wine.
Any particular cheese?
Selection of Camembert, Brie, white Rennes cheese, some cheddar, mild cheddar, crackers or crusty baguettes. And this, I tell you, it's heaven.
Chris Gilmore, are you enjoying this?
Miguel's just rekindled a kind of thought of mine. Wine and cheese parties, that's very 1970s type thing. People don't tend to do them an awful lot these days. But I remember vividly listening to the Scottish Baroque Ensemble at the Sigmund Gallery Library, should I say, in Edinburgh back in the 70s, and having lots of white wine in the main and cheese. And I think, as Miguel says, this would go very, very well with cheese. It's inoffensive, it's innocuous, and I'm not damning with faint praise here, but I think it's something that you could serve with just about anything on that front. It's actually very, very nice indeed.
I think as we're heading for the election, an EFF event, I mean, they whine a lot and they're pretty cheesy, so this may well slot in rather well.
I think it's a little bit more unobtrusive than the EFF.
Yes, that wouldn't be and, difficult, eh?
No.
And probably more free market as well.
Absolutely.
Michael, I have to raise something with you. As I think I mentioned in an email to you the other day, I was wandering through Macro, and I spotted a box of wine. It was a box of six assorted wines for just under 200 Rand. And I'd actually passed it on a previous visit, but this time I took a closer look and I saw your picture on it. What are you up to?
Well, this is a selection of wines from Douglas Green. And what they did was they brought me the six bottles and they said, develop a recipe to go with each of these, and we'll put them into the summer wine pack. So when you buy the pack, you get the six wines, and you get a little recipe booklet inside with all my recipes.
Well, Michael, I hope that this is the start of a long series of boxes, because I do remember in the past Macro did have compilation boxes or collection boxes of six or 12 wines, either three of one and three of the other, or a wider assortment. And I find, I know there are wine of the month clubs and so on, but those do require a bit more commitment and admin. Mm. It's nice just to be able to pop into a supermarket or a hypermarket and pick up a batch. I trust you're in negotiation now.
Well, I might be after this conversation.
Well, open to offer at the very least. Miguel, what do you think of that idea? Because obviously you get presumably the odd sample in your job and the odd invitation to visit estates and you host tastings and so on. But for the man or woman in the street, it isn't always that easy to have access to a good selection. And I bought this box, I opened it, I had a look. It's one rosé and five white wines. To me, that's interesting. It's fun.
You nail it on, John and Michael. This is a great concept, and it's about simplifying the task of the consumers into understanding simple wine, simple food, and that's what life is all about. You know, you enjoy your wine, you enjoy your food, great companies, and this kind of concept, it just makes things much easier.
So Chris, yeah. Gilmore, Absa stroke Barclays will be fighting against Soho Sun for the privilege of sponsoring Michael's next gift selection.
I'm sure, from your lips to God's ears.
But in your case, God is female, and that makes it a bit more difficult. Chris, your thoughts on that sort of opportunity to have something different, to try something different. 200 rand for six bottles of wine isn't excessive. It's not bargain basement, but some of these do appear to be quite nice wines, and I will be spending several long weekends, and we're in the period of long weekends at the moment, working my way through these, if only in the interests of research.
200 bucks for six wines is cheap. It is for nothing.
Yeah.
It's incredible. It really is bargain basement. And I think what it does, John, is it gets a different audience out there. People who otherwise might not, they might balk at paying, a few hundred bucks for one bottle, for example. And actually gets that variety and gets them to taste different things. No, I think it's a fantastic idea. So it's wonderful marketing.
Amongst us, you, as well as being an economist, are a businessman. You're running your own economics consultancy. You have to be a bit of inventive. You have to think both out of the box and in the box in this case.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know, I would say if you're going to give a client a present at Christmas or something and smooch up to them or so, then this box is quite a good idea because it gives people a variety.
Yeah.
So from that side of the business, I just want to say something that Chris said. And I think it's very important that we realize that good South African wines are not that expensive. They're actually at a very reasonable price. And although we have, let's say, a lot of poor people in the country, but buying a reasonable bottle of wine for 30 Rand, you know, that is internationally probably one of the best prices that you'll see. And I've always been amazed by the quality of many of our wines. And I'm not a wine expert per se, but I think this wine, coming back to it, you know, I like that idea of the cheese board. I can see it with this. I was caught a little bit of unawares, and I think when we started, but I think this goes well with a cheese board, maybe even a little bit of a kebab or two on the side.
Yep.
And it sounds to me like a good thing. And coming back to the entrepreneurial side, I think this is the sort of wine that I'd like to see, because I don't know it, in a box where people give me a thing. Because some of the stuff that these Wine of the Month Club that my wife subscribes to, I don't really know. Some of them are brilliant, really brilliant. And I think something like this would be a good choice.
Well, with Mike Schussler, you get wine tasting advice, you get gastronomic advice, and you get a bit of economic analysis. All for the price of nothing. I am delighted, Mike, that we managed to get you back for a second week. Please come next week as well. I'm afraid we're out of time yet again, but just a reminder to those of you who are listening, we were trying the Lundskruen 2013 Sauvignon Blanc. With me in the Joburg studio, we have Chris Gilmore. Chris, thanks for your time.
Thank you, John.
Miguel Chan, thanks for joining us once again.
Thank you,
Mike Schussler, always a treat and a delight. And of course, down the line in the Cape, we have Michael Olivier. Michael, great to chat to you again. Let's chat soon.
Yes, please. Thanks, John.
I'm John Fraser. This was Divine Intervention.